Randall Thompson's Alleluia is, of course, one of the absolute staples of the American literature. And I've known it for many years, but I got to know it a great deal better when I was first appointed to Harvard. I became great friends with the grand old man of Harvard choral music, Elliot Forbes, who had been a pupil of Randall Thompson's and then even a colleague of his on the Harvard faculty. He really taught me a great deal about this piece. He said that Randall Thompson was always very concerned that people took the piece too fast. All they saw was the word Alleluia and thought, therefore, it must be very joyful. But in fact, Randall Thompson had begun composing the piece on the day that he heard about the fall of France. Apparently, he said that his mood of exultation was distinctly muted. And so it actually works if you take it at a lento tempo, which is the way it's marked. You pay careful attention to all the dynamics, including what John Ferguson at St. Olaf used to call the counterpoint of dynamics that Randall Thompson had, where one part will be crescendoing, another part diminuendoing. It's a really marvelous exercise in choral sonority. It was written for the opening of the Tanglewood Music Center. Randall Thompson was rather well known for working to deadline. The music actually arrived 45 minutes before the first performance. It said that Professor G. Wallace Woodworth of the Harvard faculty, who was to conduct it, took one look at the score and said, well, at least we won't have any trouble with the words. But of course, it's become a classic, and we used to love to perform that at the Harvard commencement. It's most effective. The other work that the Harvard University Choir is going to perform for you is the three motets of Ned Roram, also, of course, one of the great figures in American choral music in the 20th century. He was not a Harvard product, but he did come to Harvard one time. He wrote wonderful music, but he was a bit of a professional bad boy, as people who have read his books about his time in Paris will know. And he certainly proved that when he came to Harvard, stood up, and he said that, as far as he was concerned, everything in life was either French or German. Cats were French, dogs were German. The moon was French, the sun was German. And on he went, and on he went, and all the academics were looking at each other thinking, what on earth is he on about? He'd had enough of that, and he turned to me, actually, I've always thought that practice makes imperfect. Some of my best chamber music performances have been when actually we didn't rehearse together at all. Of course, he was a brilliant pianist. One sort of knows what he meant, but it's a bad principle. But he did write wonderful vocal music, does write wonderful music. He's still very much with us. These three motets are an absolute joy to sing. We actually recorded these. This was the last recording I did at Harvard. And we recorded these in the Thielen Memorial Music Hall, which has such a wonderful acoustic. Not, however, quite as wonderful, even, as the acoustic in the Temple Church in London, which is where we recorded the Randall Thompson Alleluia, which was a complete joy. But both of these pieces, absolute masterpieces of the American literature. My choir at Harvard used to accuse me of being an Amerophile, and I gladly plead guilty.